wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. About 40 sea lions lounged on the rocks at the Benjamin Island haulout north of Juneau, but one was special. A thin, white plastic band encircled his neck, cutting into his skin. Two biologists studied the animal from a skiff 40 yards off the rocks. Lori Jemison and Jamie King of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game discussed possible ways to free the entangled animal. None seemed very promising.
Jemison is studying sea lion entanglements in Alaska. In recent years, she's documented at least 400 entangled sea lions. The animals sometimes chase salmon that fishermen have hooked, catch the salmon, and wind up getting hooked into fishing gear. But trash is probably the biggest problem and the most easily preventable.
We've seen a number of sea lions with packing bands around their neck. As the sea lion grows, the band cuts more deeply and eventually can kill the animal. Other sources of entangling material include loops of black rubber inner tube material that are sometimes used on crab pots, and any type of loops in rope, monofilament fishing line, nets. There are a couple simple things that we can do to avoid these types of entanglements. You can be sure to secure garbage when you're at sea or on the coast. Clean up trash you find on the beach that could wash into the ocean, and be sure to cut any loops that you're discarding.
For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hawker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.